From a very young age, I was always busy making things. My parents even made for me and my brothers a little workshop at home, and for as long as I can remember, I was always drawing, working with wood. I was creating stuff all the time. Welcome to this episode of Design Dreams by Mooi. My name is Joost van Blijswijk and I'm a designer of the Netherlands. I design all kinds of things, mostly interior objects. I'm not really restricted to one kind of object. My designs are sometimes almost art pieces. I have a deep interest. I really follow the lines of constructions in my work. And I have a very physical approach towards the design. Together with my wife, Kiki, who is also a designer, I have a big workshop. I can play there, I can create. And I think we have built up something amazing. Really, it's a wonder place where we can design and make. Here in the studio, we have some great people working, and we are very proud that we built a sort of design Walhalla. Since we graduated, we started to invest in machines and tools and materials. And now we made this place where we can work inside, we can work outside. We can basically create everything we want. And we build this up from the start, and we're really proud of that. It's very nice that we created this freedom in creation. We can basically do whatever we want here. And it's even nicer that it's being appreciated by a lot of people and nice brands. The fact that our works are being appreciated by the outside world also comes with a certain pressure now, because you always wonder, is it really good enough what I'm making? It makes you sharp, but sometimes also a bit uncertain. And, you know, sometimes it gives a little stress. But I think this stress also challenges and gets the best out of you. After we build these things, after the design and the creation of these objects, a whole new operation begins, where it's about showing it to the world and showing it to your colleagues, the brands, the press. And that's a very exciting moment. Both Kiki and I really have our own projects. We rarely work really together on a project, but if we do, it's great fun, and we also share the big workshop where we do our presentations, and it's really nice to do that, work together. And while our work is really, really different, it mixes very well. We can make nice exhibitions with our very different works together. Sometimes we have the feeling, because we see the same movies and we go to the same countries on our holidays, that we share the same interest and that we make a kind of the same projects in a completely different way. After the creation process is done, a whole new process begins. That is showing it to the world. We've done that for many, many years, and I think we mastered that quite nicely. We are very fortunate to also be able to do that in our own workshop, show it in the place where they were created and being designed. Yeah, we work very free and autonomous. That's sometimes also a bit scary. Of course, if you create something, you have to present it, and it's like presenting your baby. That's sometimes how it feels. It's a bit scary and exciting at the same time. You want to get it out into the world, but you're also a little bit afraid of the reactions of people. Not that we really care, because I'd rather have that some people like it and a lot of people don't, than that you make something that pleases everyone just a little bit. So I like more the extreme side of the designs. Whenever we show a new project, in my head, I'm done with that. And also with that show, I'm already in my head working on a new thing. And most of the times I'm working on multiple projects at the same time. I like to put my energy into new projects, keeping a very high pace. Yeah, maybe that's one of my characteristics. I want to keep delivering quality products, but also to surprise myself. That's also a big challenge, because what makes it interesting and what makes it challenging for me? I'm not the kind of person that likes to repeat himself. I have to work on new things all the time. It's a challenge to create something new and to create a quality product all the time. The value of quality is a very important topic. I think that people should care more about the quality of something. How we can put more quality and more value in a product again. I think that No Screw No Glue, that is now in the Moy collection, is a great example of how a design can be really timeless and sustainable in a way. I designed it back in 2004, and I started with simple plywood that I machined all by hand. And then later on there came a series of stainless steel and Corten steel, and I even made a whole series made out of thick metal plates with a blowtorch, and I kept on doing the no screw, no glue method all the time. And I think it's really nice now that we found a way to make it into a product that's also in material very sustainable. But at the same time, it's also a sustainable design. It dates back more than 15 years and it's still timeless. We now live in a time where I think we need to be more conscious about what we consume and what we buy. We have to eliminate waste, and also I think we don't need that much stuff. It's better, I think, to think it over what you buy and what you really need. Maybe sometimes you have to save for something that's more emotionally sustainable. We have normalized buying cheap products, and most of the times you really don't need it. And I wonder if people are really looking at what they are buying, or that they're just buying just for the sake of it. And does it really make people happy? I think it's really the time to think that over and to appreciate products more and more. It can be as simple as looking at something and wonder how that makes you feel. How is the composition for you, the material, or how it's made? And what does it tell? What's the emotion about a product? What is the emotion also for you? Because what it tells you is something completely different for someone else. There's not a uniform way of looking at something. It's a personal way. That makes you appreciate a product much more. And if you think that over, you make a much more conscious choice of what you make. Probably also emotionally sustainable choice. So let's become more conscious of what we buy and value quality again. There's a current urgency for making sustainable choices. I really hope in the future this will be a collective mindset upon designers and brands, that people will eventually have a bigger appreciation of quality and make their choices in a much better way. If you enjoyed this episode, follow Design Dreams by Moy on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts.